Okay, what are we doing? Well, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Oh, it's true. Ooh, I hear something. Who is that? Who's that jogging around? Was that just a bun? It's 1930 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee, blah, blah, blah. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm outside walking around. I am, of course, at Herrenhaven. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond, walking into the forest here. Something made a hell of a lot of noise right around here. And I thought I saw something, and I thought it looked like a rabbit. But I thought that something stopped right over here, and now I'm not seeing any rabbity dudes or any other kind of... Yeah, there he goes. Okay, yeah. One Mr. Rabbit jumping around. All right, well... Oh, I guess we can get this thing started officially. Did I do the thing at the beginning? 1930 UTC? Yeah. I'm Tobe, blah, blah, blah. Right, so I'm outside today. I wasn't going to come outside again today, but it was weird. If you listened to yesterday's show, you'll know that I was running around doing all kinds of weird stuff, and it turns out yesterday was hot. It got up, it hit 85 degrees. 85 degrees Fahrenheit. And that beat me up pretty bad. I was sick for the rest of the day, and I'm kind of not super great right now. Oh. Sort of powering through this one, kids, let me tell you. But here's the weird part. It's only 55 degrees Fahrenheit right now. That's right, a 30 degree difference in a 24 hour period. It is overcast, it's kind of windy, but I'm sort of in the non-wind zone. And it's kind of cool, so I thought I better go out, get some exercise, get moving around, and at least enjoy the fresh air. And it's nice. And it smells like maybe it'll rain. There is that whiff of ozone and I'm smelling a lot of dirt too, but it's got that rain smell. And it might have actually rained a little bit overnight. I'm not sure. But as I walk through the forest here, things are greening up pretty good. I notice that my lawn is very green and starting to grow. And we got ground ivy and grass growing here now. All the bushes in here are starting to leaf out. And some of the tall trees are starting to get leaves, so it's green time. Green time in the forest. Oh, I'm just walking through. I checked the parking lot for turkeys and stuff. I didn't see any. I'm on extremely low battery. I do not think we're going to go bingo battery today, but if we do, you'll know what happened. Brah, brah, brah. Okay, so... what do I want to look at first? There's a bird up above me going, bro, bro, he's very nice. Let's walk out through the cut here and take a look out at the Mulhall's property. Something smells good right here. Oh, I bet it's that tree. Oh, that tree is split. Oh no, but it's still budding. That's weird. Why did that happen? Okay. So, as we creep out here, are we going to see any type of dudes? Ha. Well, yes and no. There's none right here, but where did that guy go? As I was looking way down there, there's turkeys in that row of shrubbery at the other end of Mulhall's property. I saw a tom turkey. He just sort of rolled out of He's hiding behind one of those bushes now. Oh, there he is. I am better than 100 meters away. There's a tom turkey back there, and he is in full plumage, meaning he is puffed up and he is strutting. He is strutting. He's got his chest all puffed out. Oh, I can see him again. There he is. Oh, he's so nice. He's doing his dance. He's doing a little turkey dance. His tail is fanned out and he's pointing it to me. He's turned around. He's doing that let's attract the ladies suave dance, which means that there are other turkeys around there. There are some turkeys watching him, but I cannot see. I cannot see any of the turkeys who are witnessing this display. But it is fabulous. I love it. And now he's sort of hiding behind the bush again. I can't seize him. So yeah. Somewhere in that little row of shrubbery, there's more turkeys. This part of the property, this bit of land, is used by the nursery. Mulhall's is a nursery that is across the street. And they have other properties north of here, too. The Mulhall family bought up all this land generations ago. Hey, what's that? Is that a marmot over there or something? Something moved over there, but now I can't see it. And so, yeah, Mulhall's is this nursery, and they use this piece of property to grow some shrubs. And there's, what, one, two, three, or four different rows of shrubs, or sections of shrubs. There's my turkey again. And that last row that's up against the creek is all evergreens. There's like three rows of different sized evergreen shrubs of some kind. I don't know. I'm not the plant guy. That are planted right up there. And that's where these turkeys are. They're in those three rows. And I can see the male turkey again. He's tomming it up. I'm Tom Turkey. I'm looking for some ladies. Hey, ladies, do you want to make some baby turkeys with me? Yeah. That's what he's singing. He's still doing the thing, man. He is doing his dance. He's strutting. He's cool. But I'm going to turn around. Yeah, I'm glad the turkeys have made it down into Heron Haven. Turkeys are so funny. I like them. Now, one thing I can't remember is yesterday, did I mention my cable TV problem? I must have. Yeah, Saturday night, my TV went to static. You heard me. White noise static, and not a blue screen, not a black screen, just white noise static, noise, noise, noise. And I thought, that's unusual in this day and age. And I did all this stuff trying to get my TV to come back. It did not come back. So I had to call the cable company and say blah, blah, blah. They tried a bunch of stuff, which was all the stuff that I'd already tried, but you know how these people are. And they decided that, oh, you need a new box, blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, well, that's great. Can I go out and buy one in a store today? No, the stores are closed. I see, but I'm going to have to pay for this time when this is all down, right? Yeah. Still going to have to pay for your services, even though I can't actually watch my TV, right? So whatever. Hey, what's this disturbed dirt over here? I don't know. I saw something over there too. We're going to have to go check that out. But right now I'm kind of heading out towards the boardwalk. So apparently my dad called the cable company at one point in time. And he found out that he needs a new router. And so my dad emailed me and said, I'll grab your box and I'll go get a new one when I have to go get my new stuff and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I'll put it on my front porch. I don't really have a front porch. I'll put it on my front porch because I'm going to Herrenhaven. And here we are. I'm walking out on the boardwalk. I can hear the chirps of red-winged blackbirds, but I cannot see them. I'm looking out over the pond. It's going to get windy out here, so we're not going to stay out here for very long. There's the occasional goose swimming around. I'm looking into the reeds, looking for scratties, because we did see a scratty a couple days ago, so we know the muskrats are moving around. Yeah, and all the new fresh cattails are starting to pop up around here. Man, these things grow fast. And so this is now a scratty food zone where scratties like to get their yummy snacks. And they're so delicious for scratties. But yeah, I'm not seeing much action out here. And I am looking. Okay, so as I turn around and start walking off the boardwalk, I'm seeing footprints. There are muddy dude prints here. So there's two different dudes. What kind of... We got a raccoon who then went down here and walked over there and went into the secret pond area. And who's this littler footprint? This is not quite small enough to be muskrat. I think this is another raccoon, just a smaller one. Maybe baby raccoon following mommy raccoon. That's my guess. So that's good. We've had some raccoons in here. We'll probably start seeing more of those guys soon. And of course, once all the geese start laying eggs, which they're probably doing about now, then we'll get all kinds of dudes in here. Egg-stealing dudes. Minks and foxes and stuff. Alright, back to the sub-pond. Not seeing much of anything going on over here, but over there, on the other side of the pond, where the land bridge is, kind of at the end of the land bridge, there's some loose dirt or something. It's confusing me. I do not understand what I am seeing. So we are going to go over there and check it out. That'll be fun. Oh yeah, here's another one of these trees. Don't know what they are. I do not know what they are. But they have these lovely pink and purpley flowers that smell delicious. Mmm, yummy. Yummy flowers. Alright, what is going on over here? I'm crossing the land bridge, I'm looking into the billabong, and I'm seeing nothing. Although some duckweed is starting to grow, it's looking pretty good. Alright, now I can see what's going on here. This loose dirt that I'm seeing is just... Did somebody pull up a plant? Kind of looks that way. Can we get down here? Can we sort of sneak through and walk over here and see what's going on? Yeah, we can. Alright, what is going on over here? What is happening here? Yeah, somebody decided to pull this up. And who would do this? Is there a hole? Is there somebody digging under here? Maybe. Cannot tell. But man, this dirt looks good. It is just black as night. All right. Be careful not to fall into the sub pond. Let's get back up here onto the trail. A bird just zoomed by my head. Zoom! Oh, look what we have here. Guess what I have found right dead center in the path. If you guessed poop, you would be right. If you guessed fox poop, normally I would say yes, but I don't think that is fox poop, actually. I think that is just goose poop. A goose trying to trick me into thinking that foxes have been through here already today. Yeah, tricky geese thinking, hey, let's trick Tobe. Let's poop in the middle of the path so he thinks there's a bunch of foxes running around. Yeah, that's a good idea, goose buddy. Let's get wacky. All right, so this is weird over here to my right. We'll talk about that here in a second. First things first, let's go into the wall blind and see what's going on down here, if anything. What am I seeing? Not much of anything. Fla 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 fla. Fla 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 fla. Yeah, well, there's no obvious dudes hanging around back here or anything. But that doesn't mean there might not be some dudes hiding. I don't know. Nothing going on. Nothing going on. Some of my muscles a little tight today after yesterday's drama. Oh, my God. Oh, keep going, Tobe. Keep going. All right, walk around Frog Harbor. There is now no open water. It is fully covered in duckweed. How can that be? How could that have happened in just a day? Oh, I see. I think I know what's going on here. I think the wind is just blowing in this direction, and so the wind has blown all the duckweed down here to the end. A lot of frogs, little frogs, medium frogs. Don't see any giant frogs. Hi, Froggy, I see you. Okay, so we'll just keep going, see what else we can find. Oh, I like that big old turkey we saw, though. He was cool. Oh. Okay, power, power through it. Power through. The one weird thing is, no, it's not all that weird. I'm not very dehydrated. You'd think I'd be more dehydrated than I am, but this happens. This is strange, and it happens. Anybody up here on the ridge today? No. Yeah, so, you know, I've had a few months of me being dehydrated, and then suddenly, like I'm still fine. It's weird. It's pretty weird. Okay. Part of my rehydration is due to the fact that I drink just slightly less tea and other stuff instead, so don't get the diuretic effect of the tea, which isn't that bad to begin with, but when you add it in with all the other contributing factors, it can be a thing. Yeah, stuff is starting to green up. Things are starting to green up around here, and this is kind of around the time when we start seeing deer. Now, what was that smell? Right as I say, geez, this is about the time we start seeing deer. That's when I start smelling something that smells like deer. Where is that coming from? Wind is blowing this way. All right, I'm standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's a goose standing back there, acting kind of weird. Oh, is she making a nest? Is she creating a nest back there? That would make sense. That would actually be a kind of good spot. Pretty good spot for a goosey nest. I'm not seeing our snappers, though. Do the snappers know that there's weather coming? Oh, hey, what a dumb thing to say. Look at this guy right here. Kaboom! On the surface, staring right at me. He's 10, 23 to 25 meters away. Dun, dun, dun. He's looking right at me, and this is a big one. This isn't Red October, but this is a mighty large turtle. Ooh, snapper! I like snapper. Look at that guy. My God. That is a dinosaur. That is a living relic of a different time. Oh, and you know how a minute ago I said it's about time we start seeing deer and I thought I smelled a deer? Okay. I can see the deer. he or she's walking away, and there she goes, ducking under the tree. How many are there? Is there just that one? And he's walking back up into the forest. Okay, that deer was twice as far away from me as the turtle. Just another, geez, that's not even 50 meters. That's more like 40. And there's a little area between, you've heard me talk about this before. There's a little sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's the opposite of an isthmus. So it's just, there's this, how do I describe it? Here I am at the turtle reproduction pond, and on the other side of this is the sub pond and Frog Harbor and all that stuff, and there's this little area where it's low, where some water can get through, and we've been through there on the, when it's been frozen and there's ice. Well, that's where the deer was standing. He was just standing right down there getting a drink. I thought I could smell deer. Oh my god. All right, I can't see the deer right now. He has moved up into this little wooded area that we just walked past. Oh wow, this is great. We've seen turkeys and turtles and deer today. Now, is it just the one? Is it just the one? Yeah, there's no way to tell. See, all this stuff is green now. All this, these shrubs, which is this horrible invasive species, some kind of honeysuckle something or other. It's all green now. And so it's keeping everything under, oh, 2.5 meters. Hard to see. Because that guy's not very far away. He's less than 40 meters away. He's just back in there. I can't see him. He can't see me. He's walking around. I wonder if there's other ones back there. I wonder if there's other deer back there. That was, in fact, a white-tailed deer. We don't get any mule deer in town. To see mule deer, you gotta go out further west. All right, so let's turn around again and we'll head down into the blind. See if there's anything going on. But yeah, once everything turns green and the deer know that they'll be able to hide, that's when they like to come up in here. So that's why I was saying, oh, we'll probably see deer soon, because, you know, it's starting to get, you know, good hiding conditions for deers. All right, into the big blind we go, and what do we got? What do we got? Two geese on the log, one smallish snapper on the log, one medium-sized western painted turtle on the log. So it's not a massive log party, but there's some, you know, log action going down. One of those weird diving ducks is straight out in front of me, about 40 meters. Geese hanging out, two geese hanging out over here in the delta. Pairs of geese scattered about randomly. I don't see any other ducks. There's half a dozen or more geese on Goose Island. I think there's some nests on Goose Island. I'm looking up in the trees. I'm looking for egrets. This should be about the time we see egrets, if the egrets come through. I don't see any egrets. I don't see any herons. I wonder if that cormorant is going to show up this year. That'll be fun. Where's our cormorant? I don't see any ducks. But there could be some wood ducks hiding back in there somewhere. Well, not over here, but back here in some of the places we already passed up, where there's hidden ponds hidden in the forest. And that's where the wood ducks like to hide. They like to hide them under the trees and stuff that overhang the water. And then it reminds me, we should go out to Toll Park. Maybe we'll do that this week. I don't know. Find a lot of wood ducks out there, that's for sure. All right, so I'm walking back. I'm heading back. Looking into this turtle reproduction pond. Where's my snapper? Where'd that big snapper go? Oh, there he is. He's moved. He swam over there. He's making bubbles. Brr, bubble boy. Bubble bumps. All right. So we're walking back through the forest. And somewhere on my left, there is at least one deer hiding back in there. And I'm looking for him, but boy, it's so thick. I know he's back there. And he knows I'm out here. It's a fun game for tobes and deers. Do you have deers? Do you have tobes? You can have a fun game of deer and tobe. Where? I don't know how you play this game. Well, actually, I do. Deer and tobe is when you just look for each other. It's a fun game. Okay. Well, I can't see that guy anywhere. But I'm thinking, if he's here, or she, it might have been a she. That was probably a she, actually. I'm looking for others. I'm looking up here on the ridge. I'm looking back over here. The wind shifted. Okay, now we got the wind back going this way. I'm looking. Oh yeah, right there. I can smell it, but I can't see it. There's a deer in here somewhere. I cannot find you, but I know you're back there hanging out, having a fun deer time. I can smell you, but I cannot see you. Everything is too thick. Okay. So, that's exciting. Saw some good action today. Multiple snappers, a bun-bun, a turkey, a tom turkey in full wig-out mode, and a white-tailed deer. You can't even plan it this good. You can't. That's my exciting random life. What wild animals am I going to run into today? In the middle of my city. I don't know. Let's go find out. That's what we do here. And that's fun, isn't it, kids? Yes, this gets my spirits lifted. Since I had to miss all my football yesterday. Since I have got no TV. Got no football. But I was able to watch some of the football highlights on YouTube. So I sort of know what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. And we've got a big wind as we walk out onto the land bridge. There's a guy in camouflage and a camera over there. I think he's following that deer because he's sitting by the sub pond in a spot where that deer will come out. So I'm going to leave them to it. They can play deer and tobe while I tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in more often. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in whenever. Tune in all the time. I gotta go home, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.